This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz. The following show discusses ideas and values that are solely those of the hosts. It includes regular mentions of conspiracy theories for which there is little or no credible evidence. We recommend listeners consult a range of credible sources and seek out the views of experts. The views expressed are the show hosts only and not those of Free FM.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Everything. Yeah, good morning. This is From the Fringes. Our program's about alternative provocative views, exposing the false overt narrative, denying the COVID real news of what's going on. The election that will reshape the world order. Media keeps us in the dark. It's either Kamala or Trump. Hegemony or diplomacy.
Hey, Jack. Yep. I just love the fact that the whole world is watching another train wreck, like the Johnny Depp trial.
Well, yeah, it's not a two-horse wreck, not a two-horse race, Jack. There's actually a donkey in it.
Now, when it comes to NATO, the EU, and citizens come first with Trump. He talks and relates to the common people, wanting to make America first. And also, Christians serving Israel as Christian Zionists, promoting Israel being established, Jerusalem as the Jewish city and the temple restored. According to Christian Zionists, Jewish people need to forge a modern-day Zion.
Here's my thing, right? Why are Christians so defensive of Israel when most Israelites... Oh, wait, no, they're Gentiles?
Yeah.
They do not believe in Jesus.
Well, a lot don't support Netanyahu, but do you know what I think? I think if the Israeli army doesn't take out those nuclear plants over there in Iran...
Conspiracy theory.
No, they could get bombed and someone's going to drop a bomb on Israel. So they have to defend themselves. They have to get rid of the Islamicists,
the terrorists, you know. And I think any foreigner from the Western side of the world can think about is all those babies passing away because all these old men want to start a fight.
The whole world needs to decommission all nuclear power stations, Jack.
But I'm pro-Israel because I'm a spiritual Israelite and I'm pro-Daystar apostleship, taking people to
He's
the fourth
read his
level.
Bible, basically.
And the metropolis, the heavenly metropolis being in Jerusalem, you know, that's where Christ comes to reign from. So I guess running the Church of Zion, I'm a Christian Zionist in some ways.
Yeah, Christ Church is the internet.
Well, being a Christian, you just automatically respect Jerusalem and stuff anyway.
Yeah.
But what the people are doing, right? And I'm generalising here, what all of the people in that region at the moment is disagreeable.
So the 3 million people that have left Israel in the last 12 months, Jack, are they mainly Jews or are they Christians or are they just atheists
right.
getting out
now,
of there?
Talking locally, what's going on around us, we've got Rates Association meeting at Te Araha this Saturday at 1:30 at the Link.
1:30, yep.
And there's a meeting for Komatua, Pōora, Hui Huinga, celebrating the resilience of elderly people on the 20th of October from 9:30 at Glowbox.
And
it's a free lunch.
Man's
if you're
breakfast.
A Komatua. Have you got Komatua status, Jeff? How old are you now?
Oh, I'm 60 times.
Is he
the
a Komatua yet?
Yeah, you're a Komatua. If you protect people and you act like an elder of the tribe.
So come along to that.
I'd say my Māori title, Jack, would be Te Whakamātonga Porehatanui Matakite.
This man speaks more reo than I do, okay?
How old are you, Simon? How old are you now?
Old enough.
Right.
Are
old
you
enough to
old
go
enough?
To the men's breakfast on the 19th of October, Saturday, Community Centre.
Yes.
$1 koha, there'll be mushrooms, eggs and bacon, strong cups of coffee and good fellowship.
Ooh. Now we've got the Men and Boys Conference and that'll be happening on the 2nd of November. If you're interested in coming along to that, just do phone up 027 444 382. 2020. You'll talk to Gordon there. And the Theosophical Society is working through the legal team of the Three Speech Union, talking about their theft of our local lodge, which belongs to all people, and everyone has the right to access spirituality and freedom of expression. So we're going through the Free Speech Union to get something done there. Now, the government cutbacks affecting families suffering. Now, the funding cuts to be made to Oranga Tamariki, so that's happening at the moment. Mind you, we feel that Oranga Tamariki doesn't really look after children, do they?
Well, it's I don't think it's fair to generalise like that, but what we do know is that 70% of children who go into OT care are not better off when they come out.
Right, now, Families for Justice, Truth Has No Fear. Thank you for your interest in joining Families for Justice as a volunteer advocate. We are a team dedicated to supporting families and children within the family court system. Please complete the form. Good on you, Steve. He's got a new lady as an administrator.
Lovely.
Yeah, and people need to sign up your email address, your phone number, qualifications, other experience. It's about time we had this family law conference and, you know, teaching people to represent themselves in family court.
I've seen the genuine outcome of kids trying to defend themselves and they haven't got a clue what's going on. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
Hey, did anyone see our upload from Renee Jade Morehouse?
No, her lawyer,
Renee Jade Morehouse, she's got a video up on Sov City, the popular YouTube channel, and she's a friend, and she had her lawyer quit on her at the last minute. Now, Oranga Tamariki could not justify why they uplifted her children, and quite frankly, one of the reasons they gave was her mental health. I have never had OT involvement, but I have mental health issues.
Yeah, yeah.
So why are you discriminating against this random lady from Takaka when you're not discriminating against the rest of us, huh?
Yeah. Well,
Is it because I'm brown?
I have protested against OT quite often. Now, food bank closure, the bottom lower socioeconomic people is not being helped. One in four have no food. And we're going into third world status within the world.
Yeah.
And tens of thousands signatures complain about the health system undersourced. The government needs to listen to the people as centres are collapsing around the country and the healthcare is not available and people are paying too much to go to the doctor.
Oh, yeah. Well, the UN is currently investigating things. I don't know what I can say, but they are investigating things.
How
we treat our families.
Yeah. Pertaining to social services. Yeah. So,
From
your MP, families helped and gangs squeezed. Ryan Hamilton and Poata need to be challenged. Where are Labor, the Greens and the Maori Party? That's what I want to know. Winnie's up here on Sunday and I saw Winston Peters. I went up to shake his hand. And with the wealth and health inequalities, we need wealth tax. Mm-hmm. We need the rich people to be taxed somehow. At New Zealand First Winston Peters meeting, a woman accused Winston of being a racist. And the Free Palestine people interrupted the meeting and he felt the media focused on them but not on him.
I went to a David Seymour thing or an ACT thing, like multiple of them, and one of them that I did go to, it got interrupted by the Agenda 2021 people. Is anyone from Club Agenda 2021 in the studio this morning?
Well, partly 5% of me.
When they raided the
I think it's a group of people who believe that in the year 2021 that the UN, Interpol, all the big organisations are going to collude
the council,
and destroy us.
In relationship to that, warning over sister city links, 15-minute cities with surveillance, speed bumps, few cars and zoning, you'll have to pay to go to different areas.
Yeah.
Councils need to be vigilant, says New Zealand Security Intelligence Service.
Yeah,
so
well,
there is a major concern there.
I have no doubts that there is truth in the theory.
Yeah.
I have no doubts. I mean, one day we're probably not going to be able to own our own homes because of the way the housing market is.
They're saying you'll own nothing and be happy. And with the 15-minute cities with surveillance, they'll watch every move you make, speed bumps and...
I just don't think in this lifetime you can really say that every theory is 100% correct because there's an Italian theory.
Yeah, along that thought, you know, yes. In 2050, will we recognise the place, you know? If it's really happening,
yeah,
you know, the concrete monster, every time you look out the window, they're constantly pouring concrete all over our roads to slow everything down. It's a reality.
There's an Italian theory that we cannot perceive 100% of truth as humans, right? Right. And I stand by that.
Right.
Or I stand under the truth.
Don't take the blue pill, take the red pill, and when you'll end up in Wonderland reality, where reality is subjective. The truth is stranger than fiction.
Didn't some shady sing about a pink and purple pill, wasn't it?
I take the gospel. And when Moses come down the mountain, he took two tablets. Yeah. He brought two tablets down. Okay.
But
Winston Peters said Labor and Maori Party were for themselves with a silo mentality, needing to get back to workers' rights. He mentioned also gender, they were gender and race blind. Yeah, and normal people are an endangered species, Winston said.
You mean heteronormatives? Are they endangered, are they?
Yeah.
Common sense people. People who stand for, like, you know, against the overspending.
Has anyone ever told you you are the, like, connoisseur or king of heteronormative? That you don't need to prove that exists?
If Labor people and the Greenies and the Maori Party are listening, you're being ridiculed by Winston Peters.
Yeah.
He had 800 people. He's going to march in with the next election.
No, he's not.
Look at all his pamphlets.
You're nothing but a dream.
That's never going to happen.
Labor is asleep. The Maori Party is asleep. Where are the self-determined sovereigns? Where are the people who stand for truth, honesty and justice? You had something on the sovereigns there, didn't you?
Yeah, just like the Declaration of Independence, it doesn't matter if you're black or white, but the sad reality is people... believe it, I'm getting mixed up with my words here.
Why you've got to be prepared before.
Prepared.
Yeah, so if we are not standing for self-determination, and I stood for the Republic of New Zealand Party, a new constitution, direct democracy, family restoration, binding referenda, Kiwi Green Pack. A new start, all New Zealand citizens are equal. Democracy as it should be. We will reconcile the treaty, bring in constitutional reform, walking in the constitutional covenant partnership. We will redress family devastation. What I'm saying is, at the moment, these parties are asleep. They need to wake up. The right wingers are taking over. National has taken over.
At New Zealand politics, I just feel very sad. It's kind of like watching the American politics these days.
Yeah. Well, no one's speaking out.
Three monkeys over there. They've got a horse and a donkey.
Where's Hipkins? Where's that Maori leader? Where are the sovereigns? Come on, you've gone to sleep and Winston is taking over.
I've been on a boat for the last 4 days and in the middle of the boat, I was talking to somebody and they said... The only thing I didn't like about Ardern, Miss Ardern, right?
Yeah, Ardern.
Miss Ardern Gayford, was the fact that she took off when it got very hard. She just dropped out.
Yeah.
Even though people were being horrible to her, even though she's got general anxiety disorder, she should have stayed. Because she was one of the best leaders we had.
A lot of people felt she did a lot of wrong things with COVID and the overspending.
She did. I'm not defending her.
I can't blame her for COVID, Jack. That was a psychological warfare on behalf of the establishment that think they rule this earth.
Remember, everything
But people were a lot happier in the sense she threw money at families,
and all
beneficiaries,
the farmers,
we had a better economy.
The farmers were so upset because she's like, she's wasting money. She's wasting money to keep people alive.
Yeah,
I don't think that's a waste.
It's a lot. You look at it, I just looked at her and says, oh, there's a woman that doesn't stand in her sovereign rights. That's the way I saw it.
Well, she doesn't even know now, about Hair Whakaputanga.
Well, now, there you go.
Gumboot Friday funding inconsistent and unusual. Auditor General has found no transparency, no integrity or accountability with youth suicide prevention. Why give $25 million to one organisation? I mean, was this a distraction on behalf of National and Winston Peters that they threw all their money so they could start dismantling all the other organisations and giving them no funding? They could have given $200,000 to 100 organisations.
I am only in my 30s now and nothing surprises me anymore with that lot. Just nothing.
Yeah, no, I'd sack the three monkeys and I'd bring Judith Collins in.
Andrew Bitter knows what to do with money. If anyone had anything to do with money, he directs money into the right place.
But and democracy,
it seems a bit of a money game.
Democracy as it should be. Are you registered to vote, Jenny?
I don't think that's appropriate to bring
up. It is. People need to be registered. People need to be a voter to challenge the current system, the status quo.
What am I challenging? The whole thing looks ruined.
What
sadly.
About you? Are you registered to vote?
Definitely.
A lot of people aren't. They're making excuses and they're not standing for anything, you know?
I'm going to do it.
I would only vote for the Green Party, and she's fourth in line to be the Prime Minister. She's not going to win.
Hearty Hakatu.
Unless we all turn on National and Labor next voting season.
Last night at 5:30, I went along to the Recovery Church, about 70 people there, and one lady was saying she had to bring in the cops with her daughter smashing the house up and this sort of thing, and how hard it was, like being addicted to alcohol. And I was thinking of getting steel badges made with constitutional marshal and also being drug-free, you know what I mean? But and one lady had this beautiful rat, okay? which she called Bandit. And when we said this serenity prayer, I had my arms around these people, you know, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage the things to change the things you can. And this rat was so friendly, it jumped on my shoulder and was looking at my jacket. So,
oh, wow.
Fat cats and dirty rats. So anyway, they were talking about practicing contentment. And contentment doesn't depend on outward circumstances. He will never leave us nor forsake us.
Yeah.
So we don't need to let our life. We need to let our life be free from covetousness and be content. So that means being still. That means being calm. Do you practice contentment?
It's called cognitive behavioural therapy to an atheist, and
yeah.
I do.
Mindfulness.
That's
sort of like
that's a mouthful.
Getting a knife and slicing across Detective Vandozzi's throat. God, yeah, that makes me calm.
Yeah,
but these are our own opinions. You can't talk about
violence.
You just
got to get a bit, stabby, Simon's saying.
No, it's because of him.
Just remember you can contact an expert.
He shouldn't be allowed in the police force, and I'm after him.
Yeah.
We'll contact
but a lot
one
of people
experts.
Dispute that because they reckon that the police do good a good job, don't they?
Mate.
We're supposed to be having 500 more police
things. Remember, it's never safe to generalise. Even Christ says things about that. So.
Yeah, the hollow man theory exists worldwide when it comes to police officers.
I mean, punch with forgiveness. I love you.
I've met some fantastic cops and I've met some egotistical cops.
Yes.
That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, sorry. You can't put them all in one box. Sorry, police. Yeah. Mr. Police.
I've been to some fantastic cop houses too.
But seriously, where are the people protesting outside the National office?
Why should they? The internet's a better place to do it,
when we've
Jack?
Got major inequalities, the suicide rate going through the roof, our families being destroyed, and apparently one hotel for emergency affordability, like for people having a place to stay, was actually smashed up just down the road. It was on the front page.
I was saying to my mother this morning, when poverty goes up, so does crime.
Yeah.
And so this government's not investing enough in its people. Because
right.
Has anyone read the New Zealand Police website lately? Or the poverty index?
It's very high, yeah.
Yeah, manufactured scarcity. That's
the food banks
that
are shutting down. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, believing versus knowing. And expressing your God-given freedom and individuality, acknowledging your spark of life is the most spiritual act you can perform. When you have consciously experienced very different or enhanced modes of awareness, that is gnosis, and it affords us the benefit of knowing. Yeah, so we all need to become aware of our higher power. So are you aware of your higher power through the Lord Jesus, Jenny?
Of course.
What about you, Jeff?
May I do a quick Bible verse, Jack? 1 Corinthians 1:26. For consider your calling, brothers. Not many of you were wise according to the worldly standards, but many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise.
Yeah.
God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are.
Right. So to be God chooses the humble vessel, people who are nothing, to be something. And last night, I picked this up. When you pray, be sure that you also listen. You have things you want to say to God, but he also has things he wants to say to you. So we did a solitude study on Sunday, and they talked about the outer noise and the inner noise, and being lonely is not solitude.
Yes.
True solitude is listening to the voice of God.
Yes.
To being affirmed from within.
Wow.
So I thought that was really interesting. And so when you're talking about contentment and the need to be calm and content, this is so very interesting.
Yeah,
and
but
when you pray, don't be like the hypocrites who like to be seen of others in their prayer. And beware of those who wear the longest robes, and beware of those who make the longest prayers. Christ warned about those who rule and lord over us.
Yeah,
but with the 70 people there last night at recovery, I had the impression that everyone had issues and they were emotionally upset and they couldn't come to a place of rest.
Yes.
And that's why the minister was preaching on being content, being calm, being happy inside yourself, you know. Why is this so hard in a modern day world? Because they've got us all split off.
We're not allowed it. We're not allowed it. Like, I can't even eat my lunch in time.
Yeah.
I can't. Like, in France, they have an hour to finish their lunch. I have not been able to finish my lunch.
Yeah.
In this part of the Western world, my whole life, my whole lunch career, Jack. Isn't that sad?
As a believer.
You're like a connoisseur of your lunch.
As a believer in higher power, okay, in the Church of the New Jerusalem, I believe that we should become new creation Manassites or black grief facilitators, fruitful in the land of affection, father and mother mentors, faith bulldogs journeying from the pit to the throne.
What?
And we should be red freedom fighters challenging social injustice. These are new creation Gadites, helps others find freedom from oppression and persecution, peace and justice activists. And also new creation Levitical Zadokites, wearing the Urim and Thummim, angel messengers, beholding God's glory, hearing his voice, and functioning as God's oracles. So that's why with Rainbow Ribbons, we have parental support, and that's why Kerry looks like Steve Evans. He's got a new wonderful administrator. I can't remember what her name is.
Is it Fee-Fi?
No, definitely
Fee-Fi?
Not her. But anyway, she's asking people to sign up as volunteer family law advocates.
Oh, thank goodness. For years...
So I hope you join and hope people out there will sign up to this.
For years we've tried to get it across to Stephen, right?
Yeah.
We need to change the company to a charitable trust, and he's just like, yeah.
So is this election going to be the one that will reshape the world? Because Harris is neoconservative, a neoliberal perspective on things. Trump reflects reality. With BRICS nation, he promotes system in parallel to the G7. So it's either Kamala or Trump, hegemony or diplomacy.
Caught a horse or a donkey.
No, but seriously, if Kamala gets in, what's going to happen then?
Kamala is the same colour as me. And I don't even know. Like, I've heard that their politics is going very down slowly.
Yeah, no, she's out the gate. Like, she can't even carry on without a telly.
I mean, when people start trying...
trusting Trump, you know you've got a problem.
But a large majority of Donald Trump's supporters adhere to this belief of the rapture and the Zionist movement. Former CIA director Mike Pompeo and immediately last PM of this country, Stock Marison, also hope for the rapture to come soon. So with 500,000 military people in America, are they bringing in the reign of Christ and the rapture? And that's why as Christian Zionists, they want to take over Israel.
Well, the Bible says that the war that's going on in Israel and Palestine has been going on since 2,000 years ago, perhaps. And, I mean, I think it's just coming to fruition and it's just a sign of the end time.
Yeah.
Basically, Jack, they are of this earth. They do not have in mind the things of God. They're working for Satan.
So, Jeff, come along to the Rates Association meeting, 1:30 on Saturday.
I'm not the world governments, Jack. I'm not interested in the rates.
And meeting for Komatua, I will be there on Sunday, the 20th. And men's and boys' conference will be happening up in Auckland, Westmere. If you're interested, 027-444-3820, talk to Gordon. And the Theosophical Society is working through a legal team with the Free Speech Union because we can't allow them to steal our lives and shut down spirituality, shut down freedom of speech. It's Freemasonry evil. I don't like it.
This is Mount Zion, Jack. You're on the internet now. That is
I'm out there trying to keep people alive from suicide. And everyone has access to their higher power.
There is more to life than death. For anyone thinking about it, there's more to life.
I feel National did a wrong thing when they gave Mike King $25 million and they denied 120 organisations of $200,000 each. So therefore, their agenda is to shut down health and well-being organisations and people being there for people.
Jack and I have a secret weapon against these money-hungry people, per se.
What is it? What is it?
It's called Timor Morrison. Remember?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know this, but a few years ago, Mr. Morrison had a little bit of like an impromptu hooey with Jack.
Yeah, he did.
He offered to help us.
That's right.
And kind of be the face of our trust.
That's
Isn't
right.
that fantastic?
What about Lady Gaga? You're contacting her?
Yeah,
she operates a suicide
currently
prevention
I've been
trust.
Working with...
I want her in this country and I'm working with the
diverse
people.
Currently I've been working
people,
with
you know?
Local and national things like national services like Creative New Zealand.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to get Lady Gaga to turn her head because as far as I know, she's the only celebrity who has started a mental health trust.
Yeah. And she supported Trump.
Keep
too,
working on that front.
I'm going to do
we
it.
We need her in this country.
I don't care if it takes me a decade.
Yeah.
We're going to do it.
Persistence.
So Gumboot Friday funding inconsistent and unusual. Auditor General has found no transparency, integrity or accountability with public money. Gumboot Friday liability. So these right-wingers, they do extreme things, don't they? I mean, they've shut down funding to healthcare. They've shut down a lot of public sector and... Now they're shutting down a lot of beneficiaries, you know. Are they really there
no,
for
not,
the
not
people?
Not really. They're not really shutting people down because people are coming back. I mean, what Andrew did in the Hamilton City Council is like, bring it on, cuz.
Yeah. So Winston has shifted the needle. He's a charismatic, but we need to become charismatic and we need to recruit people one by one. And we need to get people to think for themselves, not be dummies.
Yes.
And people to challenge the system.
Yes.
And
a cartoonist out there to please draw a cartoon of three monkeys, one of Winston, one of that other fellow, whatever his name is, and that guy in charge of National,
it's
whatever.
It's time for a revolution.
Hey.
And please, I will pay you, get that cartoon.
And I got this song in a dream last night.
We got a song in a dream.
You're fired.
The
instigator
for the something in the air. We need to get together sooner or later. There's a revolution.
Oh, revolution. Yeah, I'll write that down.
Okay, from the fringes.
Peace be with you, everybody. That's what we need.
Thank you very much for listening to our show. You need to get politically active and we need to challenge. You need to stand up. We need to become free thinking individuals.
Okay.
Bye bye for another week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.